much an itty bitty pity love, also from August. I keep saying this in my research as itsy bitty or itsy bitsy, but it's itty bitty. And then we went to church with the Reverend Columbus Mann, and They Shall Be Mine, September 61, a rousing side. A gospel is a huge part of soul and R&B music, and there would eventually be a couple of labels that were started by Motown subsidiaries. Divinity Records in 62 would be one, and much later Motown Gospel. I also know there was one called Word, but that may have been for spoken word. Anyway, after the Rev, we heard the Ecuadors, who did Someone to Call My Own, also September of 61. And then it was the Miracles, and I Can't Believe, that's a B-side, also from September. A nice atmospheric side. It sounds like it has a celeste in it, which is a very sweet sounding keyboard, perhaps best used in Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. Sugar Plum Fairies, Sugar Plum Fairies. Then we went to Joel Sebastian, who gave us Blue Cinderella. He sounds like he's singing in that one. That was a B-side also. And then another one of Motown's early hit makers and a fabulous singer. The more I listen to these sides, the more entranced I am by Mary Wells. And this is an absolutely wonderful atmospheric number called Strange Love from Rocktober. Hey, quick, how many years ago was that? 63 years? I don't know, something like that. All right, Pete Harfield followed that with Darling Tonight. Got nothing for you on Pete Harfield. Didn't do my homework. Freddie Gorman did Just For You, like Harfield's single, on the Miracle label and also a B-side. Let's see. Freddie Gorman is a good singer. And then my favorite band name of early Motown, Popcorn and the Mohawks, and Real Good Lovin', also a B-side from October 61. I had to read that Popcorn is someone we heard last week. Richard Popcorn Wiley, although last week he wasn't using the Popcorn nickname yet. That's who is in there. And one of the members wore like a mohawk wig. Can you imagine? Somebody saw Sonny Rollins and said, I'm going to do that too. And we ended this set with the Satin Tones, and a number that goes back to the 30s, I believe. Many, many, many versions of it. Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, October 61 on the Motown label. I first heard that song by The Move from their first album, and their drummer, Beb Bevan, who... he's a bass singer. He is way down there, like Frog, level, and he sings Zing, and it's just such a fun song. Satin Tones. All right, we're going to start with someone who we've heard before. He would become much better known and have much more success as a songwriter and producer, part of the Holland, Dozier Holland trio, along with his brother Brian and Lamont Dozier. This is Eddie Holland, who put out a number of records. This one I know, so it must have been anthologized on something I heard. Anyway, there's a lot going on this side by Eddie Holland called Jamie, as we continue our third 1 hour with Early Motown. Here we go.
My friends, while I tell you about a girl that's so divine, I love her for the joy she's brought me, for she's mine all mine. Oh, Jamie,
Jamie.
Talking about Jamie,
Jamie.
Talking about Jamie,
Jamie.
That's my love.
Has so long and pretty
eyes that shine like
kisses
so divine. Find a love like mine, you. first romance. That's all I want you to do is take a chance on mine. I want you to take a chance on my mind.
No! wonderful love, wonderful love. I'll do anything in this whole wide world. Just believe in me. Please have a little faith in me. Darling, I'll never let you down.
Him. now you're gonna recognize. Now you're gonna recognize. I would like to leave a clue as to exactly what you're gonna do. I would like to let him gonna break now. Are you gonna break now? Are you gonna break now? Are you gonna break now?
Everybody's doing the Christmas. We'll be right back. what's so good about goodbye?
Since you said goodbye to me, all I know is misery. Well, if everything goes wrong, lovers say so long. Tell me
what's so
good. I could have done without it.
What's so good about
tell me
what's so
I could have done without it.
What's so good?
That is a wild side right there. Congo, part one and two. As we finish up our third installment of Motown Starts Here, all of this in the second half of 1961. And we started with Eddie Holland and Jamie, more than a little Jackie Wilson there in his delivery. Jackie Wilson, as I'm sure I've mentioned, played a big part in the start of Motown because Berry Gordy, who was a fledgling songwriter pitching songs to different labels and artists, had some success with Jackie Wilson, including one piece called Rit Petit, which was based on a, at least the title, based on a Louis Jordan number called Rit Petit and Gone. So Marv Johnson, who had the very first Motown release, was in the Jackie Wilson mode, and here Eddie Holland has at least some of that going. Holland Dozier Holland would eventually start a label called Invictus and give us one of my favorite groups of all time, Chairman of the Board, among many other great recordings. After that, it was the Valadiers, who did Take a Chance. That's a B-side on the Miracle label. By the way, last week I said there were about a half dozen Miracle singles, but there was at least twice that before. For whatever reasons, they folded the label. Let's see here. Whoever sang in the Valadiers had a nice baritone voice. And then someone else we've been hearing, I think maybe on all three installments of Motown Starts Here, that's Mabel John, another wonderful vocalist, this time around giving us Action Speaks Louder Than Words. She would go on to the Stax label and have some great singles, and she was the sister of Little Willie John. And then another favorite of mine, Singing Sammy Ward. This man had such personality. It just came right up through the grooves. And we heard him do Don't Take It Away. I'm pretty sure what it refers to. This was a remake of an earlier record. And I mentioned this as something Berry Gordy did numerous times when he felt the song was right, but the record just wasn't all it could be. He would go back and recut it. I mentioned Brian Wilson did the same thing. There's two Help Me Rhondas, an album and a single version that are quite different. There is two versions of Be Good to Your School, and I'm sure there's many others who did this, but those two come to mind. So we're up to The Temptations and their second single, Your Wonderful Love, which was the B-side on Miracle. That was Paul Williams doing the vocal, fine singer. And we're not yet, we're a couple years away from David Ruffin joining the group and making it the classic lineup, but already there's some personality and sizzle in these early temps sides. And we seem to go from a well-known name to not so much. Bob Kaley, K-A-Y-L-I, is next with Tie Me Tight, which It was another B-side, not an S&M number, but, you know, tie me up with your heartstrings kind of thing. Add sexual overtones to it, and yeah, that's what you got. Another not-so-well-known name, Don McKechnie, gave us Whose Heart Are You Gonna Break? And that's another Jackie Wilson sounding number. Has some fun female backing vocals and interesting rhythmic twist when the second section, which starts pretty quick, puts the emphasis, the stress on 1 and 3 instead of the usual 2 and 4. Then we went to the Twistin' Kings, which who we've heard before, and which was really the Funk Brothers, and Christmas Twist from November 61, of course, out in time for the holiday. I've mentioned that dance records were a big part of Motown and all labels trying to have a hit, either trying to start a dance craze like the Contours, the Stretch, or everybody cashed in on the twist. In the early 60s, 60, 61, it was huge, and it cut across racial lines, and it cut across age groups. Everybody was dancing the twist, and there had been some big dance crazes. The mambo comes to mind, the cha-cha, but none as pervasive as the twist. Even as a little kid, I danced it. This one sounds a little bit like the Peppermint Twist, which was Joey D and the Starlighters' hit. It's just a fun side. The other side, the White House Twist, is, we'll put it this way, we chose not to play it. All right, and then we went to Mickey Woods and They Call Me Cupid from December 61. Sounds kind of Sam Cooke-ish to me, and of course, not a twist record, but he had Twist in the Night Away. It's back to the Marvelettes, and wouldn't you know it, Twistin' Postman. From December 61, a real fun side. And the B-side of that record is a cover of the Supremes' first single, I Want a Guy. We know one of Berry Gordy's MOs was to have one song where one group had a hit with it, although not in this case, and then he'd have 4 or 5 other artists have it as, you know, a track on their album, or maybe try again with it as a single. He did that obsessively. And then it was the Miracles, the other big early hit makers, Smokey Robinson, of course, and company. What's So Good About Goodbye is the name of this one. Just that voice, my God, what a voice. And the swirly string arrangement really adds so much. And we ended with How to Do It. The only time I've done it in all the three of these 1 hour with, play the A and B side of a single. And that's the Twistin' Kings in Congo, part 1 and part 2. That was the Funk Brothers. And it's largely a vehicle for the great drummer Benny Benjamin. And it's largely percussive. And there was an album, I think it was called like Twisting Around the World or something, which was an attempt to, cash in on the twist. and often geographic places were part of these early concept albums. The Congo, which is about 6 minutes or so on that album, is a wild ride, and this single is two excerpts from it on the A and B side, which are just faded out when they started to get too long. So the Twistin' Kings and Great Benny Benjamin. All right, hope you enjoyed that. I've been learning so much about this stuff as I've been getting it together, and also just loving it. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't do it. Same deal with doing a radio show. All right, we're going to go to our last set. We are, I think we have one more piece to go, and we have listened to the entirety of Jelly Roll Morton's Library of Congress recordings. So here we are in the sixth disc with I think his name is Albert Glennie or Leonard Glennie. Let me see. Did I write it down? Yes, Albert Glennie, who was a bassist in New Orleans, and Leonard Bichet, older brother of Sidney Bichet, who was a dentist, Dr. Leonard Bichet, and also played some trombone. So we'll hear them right now.
Glennie, what do you think is the main idea in jazz anyway? What's the main feeling in jazz? What makes it different from other kind of music?
You know, if you're dancing, you know, and you give you more pep.
Forget
all
the trouble.
Trouble, all that. You understand?
Uh-huh.
That's what it says. And I like to play that. I like that jazz. Me, I'm telling you.
What was the main change that you said you and your band helped to change the music from old-time music to jazz? What was the main thing that you all did to make the change?
Well, we just come up to ourselves that way. You know, we got a piece, we play a piece we like, then we understand it too. Yeah, that's too big. Let's come. Let's pick up on it. That's all. Let's pick up on it.
Yeah.
Then we find out it's
better,
it's
more
better.
Appreciated.
That's it.
When you start at one tempo, would it tune in faster and faster?
Faster, yeah, yes, sir. You know, then we start there. You know, then we just hold it and see how it's gonna be. You know, it's gonna, if it takes, well, we got it. And it's gone.
How would you all learn to play your parts together? Would you play them over and over and practice a lot, or?
No, sometimes we on the job we do that.
Mm-hmm.
How would you manage to make your instruments conform to each other, though?
Well, yeah, we understand one another. You understand? We work together. Mm-hmm. You see, it's the same thing if you mean we work together without
knowing. How are you gonna know what's in my mind when I'm playing cornet and you're playing trombone?
Well, with the Janet, you be that together so long, you understand, that you, that comes to you natural.
Mm-hmm.
You observe what I say?
It's like mind reading.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, of course, it's like professional, playing music professionally, you have everything right before you, what you're gonna play.
Sure.
But that way of playing they just say, just watch me.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I'll tell you don't know what they're gonna come out with.
That's
But if you used to that gun, well, it comes out, I'm telling you.
It comes out.
You've got to be careful and be right on the spot. And he'll hit it, you understand, and they're gone. And as soon as you get one or two measures, that's finished.
So true.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna tell you about me. And like I told you before, I play with the best in the world. You see that piece of music there? All right. He's leading this band. He's leading. You playing. I never see that before. I don't know. Of course I know a little bit, but so little I know about music. But I'm going to tell the truth. You can get any piece of music you want. And you play, I never see, I don't know what you're gonna play, you just say, I don't know actually what key you're gonna play or not that kind. I don't know, all you got to do, start up.
Right.
I'm right here with you. I ain't gonna make no mistake.
Explaining what you had said about the WPA when they was testing you out.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
How they did. When the director, you understand, call on these different men, and that's what they knew about music.
Yeah.
And they said they didn't know how to play, and when they started to play, they put him out. This fella said he didn't know how to play about music, but he can play.
Suspicious mind. So if an old friend got a gal named Willie Mae, and she lives in the Lolo Land. I've got a gal named Willie Mae, and she lives in the Lolo Land. Lord, the way I got that woman, out of cloud stole her from a man. All my life, babe, you knew I had to roam. Lord, now all my life, Willie Mae, you know I've had to roam. Lord, just on account of me breaking up one poor man's home. Willie Mae, Willie Mae, Willie Mae, don't you hear me calling you? Lord, if I don't get my Willie Mae, there ain't no other woman will do. When I get a thinking about Willie Mae, cold chill run up and down my spine. When I get a thinking about Willie Mae, cold chills run up and down my spine. Lord, sometimes I wished I was dead, but Willie Mae, you know I'm afraid of dying. I'm gonna leave him, baby, and I'm going on down the line. I'm gonna leave him, Willie Mae, and I'm going on down the line. Lord, I don't do nothing, yeah, Willie Mae, but grieve and cry. You know I don't do nothing here, Willie Mae, but grieve and cry.
Your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine.
That's the Move, and Zing went the Strings of My Heart from their first album, and that is the inimitable drummer Bev Bevan singing, what would you call that range, swamp bass? Amazing vocal, and just fun, plain fun. All right. Albert Glennie and Leonard Bechet told us about The Main Idea is Jazz, penultimate track of the Jelly Roll Morton Complete Library of Congress recordings. Elvis Presley with the Sweet Inspirations, including Sissy Houston, who we just lost, R.I.P., gave us a wonderful single called Suspicious Minds. Big Bill Brunzi gave us Willie May, from a Chicago broadcast in 53, and that is where we encountered The Move, ending our set, ending our show. Just a reminder, folks, that October is Hellraiser Month at WFMU and on its affiliated streams like the fabulous Give the Drummer stream. And if you haven't made a pledge, please do so to help us get through this year. WFMU.org/donate. And that's the story there. We'll see you next time around with our 1 hour with our fourth installment of Motown Starts Here, and we'll be starting in 1962. So we got a ways to go. All right, Bob Brannon here. Take care, stay safe, stay out of trouble, and stay tuned. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.